Joining us now, and that's the bottom line, is Craig Smith. Craig Smith is the president and CEO of Swiss America Trading Corporation, one of the largest and most respected investment firms in the United States. He has been interviewed on over 1,500 radio stations and television programs in the past two decades, including all the main news channels. Now, in 2004, Mr. Smith made a call that gasoline prices were going to $3 a gallon, and with heating oil prices projected to increase by at least 50% this winter for folks up in the Northeast, we need to pay attention to what's going on with oil prices and the energy issue. And joining us now, as I said, is Mr. Smith to talk about this very important issue. Mr. Smith, you have written a book along with Jerome Corsi, entitled Black Gold Stranglehold, The Myth of Scarcity in the Politics of Oil. Tell us why there is a myth of scarcity, Mr. Smith.
Well, Todd, you know, for years we've been told that oil came as a direct result of dinosaurs and matter within the rainforest decaying and seeping through the strata, and over the course of time, with pressure and temperatures in the mantle of the earth, it turned into this goop we refer to as petroleum or oil. And yet there's scientific evidence out there that would suggest that oil is a primordial source deep within the mantle of the earth, that the centrifugal force of the earth actually acts as a centrifuge and actually attracts the specific gravity of oil and forces it to the surface. I think that, you know, for years we've been told we're running out of oil, and yet every year we increase our oil reserves by trillions of barrels. And now, even Rex Tillerson over at ExxonMobil says we may have as much as 7 trillion barrels of oil in reserve, which will give us plenty of oil to last for hundreds of years to come.
So isn't the real shortage, and Gene and I, we've been talking about this for a week, isn't the real shortage not with the oil, but with the refining capacity that the American oil giants have really chosen to create themselves?
Well, I would agree with part of it. The problem is refining. I don't think it's a direct result of the oil industry creating the problem. I think it's a direct result of the environmentalist and, quite frankly, the government. I mean, I know everybody wants to blame big oil and, you know, say that they're nasty and they're making all these record profits, when, in fact, the big oil companies give us the standard of living that is second to none in the rest of the world, with transportation and energy for electricity and manufacturing. And so, you know, we can villainize big oil. It's easy enough to do, but I don't think they're really responsible for what's happening. If you were to have to point the finger in one area, Todd, I would suggest we look at what the environmental movement has done to hamstring the government and the oil industry of promoting a safe and reliable distribution system throughout America and refining capacity to meet the ever-increasing demand.
Well, I think you make an excellent point. I mean, we can spend lots of time villainizing different groups. I think really the issue is, well, how do we solve this issue?
Well, in our book, Black Gold Stranglehold, which is being delivered to the bookstores as we speak, you can actually order it on Amazon.com if you go to Amazon.com. We outline in the back of the book 7 specific steps, Todd, that we believe should be taken on behalf of the United States government and the oil industry and the energy industry, for that matter, to move forward. We believe that we should promote scientific research and investigate alternative theories of what we refer to as deep abiotic sources of oil in our book. We believe we should expedite offshore oil leases and the drilling of Anwar to encourage oil exploration instead of villainizing it. We believe, and I know people will shudder when I say this, but providing tax credits for deep drilling oil exploration, most people don't realize the oil companies take billions of dollars of risks. And they can drill dry holes. They should have a tax incentive to continue to go out there and search for oil. We need to create an oil research institute to serve as a clearinghouse for the oil industry. We need to develop a public broadcasting television series devoted to the oil industry. I believe we need to reestablish a trade dollar for international trade in the oil industry, and also establish tax incentives for opening new refineries in America. Now, I know most people will criticize me, Todd. They'll say, this is just a big giveaway to big oil. I want to be very clear of this. I have no ties to the oil industry whatsoever. I have not taken one penny from the oil industry. I wrote this book independently with Jerome Corsi as a roadmap to bring America to energy independence and to put us on the path of having renewable, reliable sources of energy for decades to come. And it can be done, Todd, if we embrace the science and we embrace the capital markets and the natural resources that we have right here in America to pursue this.